You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is April 25th, and we have a special edition of the show today as we are in Detroit for the draft and are going to do a draft preview today instead of covering the games from last night. So the draft will begin this evening, starting with the first round at 8 p.m. Eastern. The second and third rounds will follow tomorrow evening, and rounds 4 through 7 will be on Saturday. And we should be on the forefront of an extremely exciting draft. We have a bunch of quarterback prospects at the top, some other skill position players, and a lot of potential for trades. So I think there's going to be a ton of action in this one, especially early on. But we've teed it up enough, so let's jump right into some of the picks. The Bears have the first overall pick as a result from their trade with Carolina last season, where they also received picks number 9 and 61 overall in last year's draft, and they got another second round pick in next year's 2025 draft. All of that just for the number 1 overall pick last year, which the Panthers used to draft Bryce Young. This year, it appears the Bears will take a quarterback of their own after they traded Justin Fields earlier this offseason to the Steelers for a conditional 6th round pick. Caleb Williams is the heavy favorite to go number 1 overall here. The former Heisman-winning quarterback out of USC has drawn a lot of comparisons to Patrick Mahomes, but we'll see if he can live up to the hype as the new leader of the Bears as they look to add the foundational piece to their rebuild. The second team on the clock tonight will be the Washington Commanders, and it looks like they're probably going to take a quarterback as well. I think this one's going to come down to Jaden Daniels and Drake May, but I'm leading towards Jaden Daniels on this one. He's coming off a Heisman campaign down in LSU, where he threw for 3,800 yards, ran for 1,100 more, and accounted for 50 touchdowns with only 4 interceptions. I don't think he's as sure of a pick here as Williams is at number 1, but his versatility with his arm and his legs should give him a slight edge over Drake May, and I think he goes number 2 overall to Washington. That will bring us to the third overall pick, which is currently owned by the Patriots, and it looks like they will probably take a quarterback here as well after they pulled off a trade similar to the Bears and moved Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a 6th round pick earlier this offseason. If Daniels does indeed go 2nd overall to the Commanders, I think this 3rd overall pick will be Drake May. It seems like there's a clear top 3 in the tier of quarterbacks here before the drop-off to the rest of the group. And May seems to be a little bit more of a project than some of the other quarterbacks, but if they can get him to sit a year, have him develop, he has the potential to be a great starter in this league, and I think he will be the 3rd overall pick to the Patriots. Looking at the 4th pick, this one is currently held by the Arizona Cardinals, and I think this is the first place that we may see a trade early on in the draft here. But if they stay put and pick at number 4, I think it's pretty clear that they will take Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. It would give Kyler Murray a clear wide receiver 1 and give them a chance to take a generational wide receiver prospect. But in my opinion, I think it's more likely that we see someone trade up here, whether that be the Giants or the Vikings, one of these teams that could potentially be looking to take another quarterback. As I mentioned, I do think there is a clear gap between the top 3 quarterbacks in this draft and the rest of them. But a lot of teams are pretty high on J.J. McCarthy too, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings came up here or the Giants or another team and try to snag him at the 4th overall spot. Then at 5 we have the Chargers, and this is where it could stay interesting and go a couple different ways. If the Cardinals stay put at 4 and take Marvin Harrison Jr., I think the Chargers probably go offensive line and take the tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. We know Jim Harbaugh likes those dominant, imposing offensive lines, and I think Alt could come in and set the tone for them up front. But if a team jumps them and takes a quarterback at 4, say J.J. McCarthy, Harbaugh's former quarterback at Michigan, then I could see them taking Marvin Harrison Jr. It would be rare to see a talent typically fall to the 5th spot, and I think they would love to have him in there to replace the departures of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams as a new target for Justin Herbert. Then looking ahead to the sixth pick, we have the Giants. As I mentioned, I think they're a candidate to potentially trade up and go after a quarterback. But if they don't stay put at six, I think they probably go after a receiver as well. This is a great draft, especially at the top four receivers. And Malik Nabers is an absolute stud. So if he's still there at six, I think they take him and try to ride it out with Daniel Jones this year, give him another weapon and see what he can do with another target on the outside. At seven, we have the Titans, and they have a hole to fill at the tackle position. So I could see them going with Alt if he is still on the board at that time. If not, I could also see them drafting Talisa Fuaga or Troy Fa'utanu out of Washington. I think any of those guys would be a great fit for them and fill a definite need at that tackle spot. At eight, we have the Falcons, and everybody knows about their skill players on offense. And they also brought in Kirk Cousins this offseason. So I think they're probably going to focus more on the defensive side of the ball, especially early in the draft. I can see them going with a player like Byron Murphy or even an edge rusher like Dallas Turner or Jared Verse. So I would look at those three players to focus on here as they look to fortify that defense and get back to more complementary football. Then at nine, we have the Bears picking again, and there's a lot of speculation that they will move down from this pick and try to grab even more assets, but I think there's a better chance that they stay put and draft Rome Odunze if he's still on the board. Like I said, this is a great wide receiver draft, especially at the top, and he's one of the upper echelon guys, and if they can add him to a receiving room that already includes DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, and then Cole Kmet at tight end as well, Caleb Williams is going to have a ridiculous arsenal of weapons to target his rookie year. And for selfish reasons, I think this Bears team is already going to be really fun. And if you add Odunze to that squad, they're going to be really exciting to watch this season. So I kind of want to see it happen. But that will bring us to the 10th pick, which is currently held by the New York Jets. And I think they go for another offensive weapon here. I know they already have Garrett Wilson, but you don't know how many years you're going to have left of Aaron Rodgers, especially coming off of that Achilles injury. So I think the best plan of attack is just to surround him with as many weapons as possible. And to do that, I think you go after Rome Odunze if he's still on the board and doesn't get taken by the Bears or anyone else before that. But if he is unavailable, I think they probably go with Brock Bowers here. He was incredible in college, a generational tight end prospect, And I think he would give them a ton of versatility in that offense and just another weapon for Rodgers to chase another Super Bowl in the twilight years of his career. And with that, we will conclude our first round draft preview. 10 picks for the Daily Dime. I think it's the perfect amount. And that's where all the action is anyway. So we'll wrap it up there. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. We will talk to you again tomorrow. See ya.